Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, welcome to your Friday edition, oh yeah, of the British Tech News Show. I'm Kyle Swagger. It is November 21st, 2014. All of the best technology news from the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. The Federal Trade Commission has temporarily closed two operations, allegedly have tricking customers out of $120 million. And what did they do to do that? They provided bogus tech support. One of the FTC's cases named a group that offered a piece of software known as PC Cleaner. I've heard of that. Doesn't work. That's the type of software that you put on your Windows machine and it says, "Oh my God, you got so many viruses, but we can help." The other one comes from Boost Software Incorporated. That sold fake software. They ain't boosting anything, are they? Funny enough, Boost Software website is still in operation, and its product page still offers a range of software that's supposed to keep your computer safe. PC listeners of the show, all of this stuff is crap. If you've got a problem, reinstall. As for the FTC, it's time to boost your resources and get this crap taken down. Hackers are back, and this time they've targeted Detroit Motor City. They're demanding $800,000, and the Motor City kind of just said, go ahead, you can take whatever crap's on there. Apparently, the stolen database wasn't needed at all. Now, the mechanism of the attack and who's behind it really isn't clear at all. But again, the city just doesn't care because whoever this is a stupid hacker, and they just grabbed the wrong server, apparently. There is a few ideas, though, probably how they did gain access. According to the mayor of Detroit City, they were using a Microsoft Office system that was 10 years old. And they only found out about the problem because they couldn't sync their calendar to their phones. He went on to add, "We're in the early stages of ramping up. You must be in the real early stages. I know Detroit is bankrupt. I get it. But can somebody please go to Best Buy and get some new software?" Gorilla Glass. Oh yeah, it's tougher than nails. Well, it's getting tougher because Gorilla Glass 4 is coming out and they're saying it ain't gonna shatter when you drop your phone. Corning is tackling that accidental damage that you do to your phone when you just whoop it falls, especially with the new iPhone 6. It just kind of like a piece of soap, as Ewan would say. And when it collides with like rough surfaces and sidewalks, you're pretty much screwed. They're saying the new Gorilla Glass 4 is reportedly very effective. They're saying that the new Gorilla Glass 4 will remain intact 80% of the time. Corning says they're already sending out test templates and shipments for the new glass, so you should expect to see it pretty soon in your phones. Of course, they're not going to name the customers that are using it. Well, that wouldn't be good for us consumers, now would it? Duh. It is comforting to know that all of us that just spent $1,000+ on our new cell phones don't have it yet. HBO Go is a go on Xbox One. Rejoice, TV hippies! You can now stream all your favorite HBO stuff right after you've done your game on. Microsoft officially confirmed this news in a blog post way back. It's been a while. It's taken a while, Microsoft. It's been on Xbox 360 for a little while now, but everybody's been wondering, come on, hello, Xbox One? There's a funny little catch to this, though, as recording this news show for you. Bizarrely, you can't activate it. The only options when you go to the site to tie it with your cable provider are an Apple TV, a Roku, a Samsung Smart TV, a PlayStation 3, and an Xbox 360. Some people have actually got the Xbox 360 activation code to work, others have not. Hopefully by now, when you hear this show, somebody over at Microsoft has actually said, "Oh yeah, I forgot, we gotta add that." Firefox has said goodbye to Google. Well, kind of. After a decade of being the default browser, Mozilla has finally said, they're not going to make Google its default option anymore. From the start of December, people using its browser in the U.S. will be switched to Yahoo! In Russia, Firefox will start using the local search engine, Yandex. But for you UK listeners, you're going to remain unaffected. Google's your choice, and it's staying that way. In a statement, they said they're excited to partner with Yahoo to bring a new, reimagined Yahoo search engine to Firefox users. Now, I'm not going to say if this is true or not, but I'm going to go with that tiny little word that has a lot of big implications. It's called money. Did you wake up today and say, "Yeah, I want that free app. Why isn't it saying free?" Well, if you're an iOS user, things have changed just a little bit on the App Store this morning. Next time you go download an app on a Mac or iOS, you're going to notice that it's going to say "get" instead of "free." That's because European regulators want to try and protect children. What about us adults? Sometimes you got to protect us too. Come on. It's now been agreed to change the wording on app downloads. Even if the apps are actually free, meaning to say there's no in-app charges, you're now just going to be offered Git. Do you want it? Yeah, we'll get it. Question is, will this actually work? Gonna say, nah. And finally, speaking of in-app purchases, you remember the band way back when called the Sex Pistols? Well, the former lead singer, John Lydon, better known to all of you as Jolly Rotten, yeah, apparently loves his iPad so much and loves downloading apps so much that he spent over £10,000 on in-app purchases. He got way too much into the Game of Thrones and the Game of War and Real Racing and so on and so on. He's saying that Lockett idiot ordered and checked myself, and now I've been checked. Of course, this all goes back to that freemium business model. Hey, this may be why Apple's decided to go free instead of get, allowing users to advance in a game by making small in-app purchases. As for Jolly Rotten, he might have to get the Sex Pistols back together to start covering his habit. I've got a in-app purchase, and I've got a in-app purchase. If you got a story and no one else will listen, send it on over to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Find us on the website, too, at britishtechnetwork.com. You can follow us on Twitter at British Tech. You can find me on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. It's Friday, so you know what that means, Mac people. It's the Mac Show. Yeah, today, live, 3 p.m. UK time. Outstanding panel again this week. Tom Merritt's going to be on the show. Steve Sandy's going to be on the show. Kelly Gamont's going to be on the show. Adam Christensen is probably going to be there. Probably late, but he'll be there. And I'm going to be on the show as well again this week. That's the Mac Show, 3 p.m. UK time. Tune in live right here on BTN. And that's going to wrap up your Friday and week editions of the news show. Hope you guys have had a great week. I really hope you have a great Friday and enjoy your weekend, all right? Because Monday just always comes around way too soon. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.